I believe it is of paramount importance to make connections with those in need.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in living life without shame.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Listeners of a certain age will recall a popular War on Drugs campaign that featured the tagline, "Just Say No." It began several decades ago when former First Lady Nancy Reagan uttered the phrase while visiting an Oakland, California elementary school, when Mrs. Reagan advised a schoolgirl how to respond if offered drugs. But beneath what may seem like a throwaway cliche is a powerful message about how all of us respond to life's temptations, whether they're constructive and appealing or downright sinister. As we hear from this week's essayist, Nancy Kirsch, saying no is one thing. Taking the time to explore the alternative, just say yes, is quite another.
No, niet, nein. In many languages, no sounds so abrupt and so harsh. We've all heard those no's. Your parents said no to your plea for a later curfew. Your college sweetheart rejected your marriage proposal. And your boss, well, he rebuffed your request for a raise. No sharply contrasts with yes. Almost onomatopoeic with its slippery, sibilant consonants. I believe that every thoughtful no gets me closer to saying yes to something that fulfills, excites, or inspires me. When I was younger, I really didn't realize I could say no. Despite rejections from potential employers and men, I accepted a job that during the interview process, well, it nearly bored me to tears. And I dated men who deserved to hear no. I've attended far too many funerals to ignore my ticking clock of mortality. And the older I get, the faster it ticks. Now I reserve yeses for opportunities that stir my heart, stimulate my brain, and spark my imagination. Years ago, an acquaintance urged me to serve on a nonprofit organization's board. Its cause, while worthy and reputable, intrigued me not one whit. Rebuffing my polite, "I don't think so," she upped the ante with more pressure. When I discovered that she wanted me simply to fill an empty seat and not for my particular expertise, I realized no was the best outcome for all involved. Two-year-olds who are masters at repeatedly shouting no throughout the day use no as a complete sentence. Perhaps we adults can too, albeit more graciously. I recently said no to continuing to work in a position I had held for several years, one in which I had developed expertise and earned accolades. It felt liberating to say no to that position with its ever-expanding challenges. In recognizing my mortality and my limited time, I revel in my choices. By saying no to that position and yes to freelance projects, I say yes to driving to Manhattan, smack in the middle of a work week, to hear a favorite author and steal an hour with my son, who's working in a restaurant. Now I can say yes to a yet unrealized dream, combining my desire to travel and make the world a bit better by volunteering in a foreign country for a few weeks. So when you hear a no, a nein, or a niet, don't take it personally. Learn what the person said yes to instead. His or her choice might just inspire you. The clock is ticking. What yeses will you discover by saying no?
Nancy Kirsch has worked as a lobbyist, corporate lawyer, and most recently as editor of The Jewish Voice, the newspaper of record for Rhode Island's Jewish community. An award-winning writer, she is engaged in freelance work. Kirsch lives in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.